Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2018 Youth Education Conference, held in Williamsburg, Virginia.
My name is Stacy Hawks, and this is Self-Care 101. So if you're in the wrong class, I'm sorry. But how you'll notice that I have some different colored hair. This is currently my mermaid look. This is my self-care. I like bright, cheery, colorful things. I'm not sure you can tell that by how I'm dressed, but sometimes I like things that are a little cheery. And I'm a mental health therapist. I specifically treat adolescents. All of you, your age group, those are my friends. I like adolescents, they're a lot of fun. So I have a bachelor's in psychology, not that that means anything to you guys yet. I have a master's in counseling psychology, and I have a year's specialization in addiction and behavioral therapy. So what it boils down to is a whole lot of schooling to be able to work with youth. So I worked for the county mental health department when I lived in Virginia, and I really liked it. And then when we moved to Utah, I worked for a residential treatment center, and I currently work with youth in the at-risk program, ones that have a lot of issues. So we work a lot with teaching youth how to take care of themselves. Anybody ever had trouble taking care of yourself? You know, sometimes maybe your mom reminds you, dude, you stink, go get in the shower. I'm sure no one's ever had that problem. Or maybe your mom looks at you and goes, did you eat something besides ramen today? Yeah. No. So, we're gonna talk. What do you guys think self-care is? I gave you a few hints. You can tell me what you think. Taking care of yourself. So, how many of you think you take care of yourself really well? Show of hands. I'm not going to put mine up because I don't always do it. Okay. How many of you think you take care of yourself just kind of okay? And how many of you just don't take care of yourself? You know what happens? It's not uncommon, because if it was uncommon, I wouldn't have a job. So, let's talk about what our definition of self-care is. And this is one of my favorite comics I've ever come across. I'm not sure if you guys notice, but over here, we got tons of people in fixing others. And we really only have one person over here in our self-help. So what do you guys think that means? Exactly. We tend to fixate on other people. We're like, we can look at other people and go, oh, they need to do this. But we forget to kind of look at ourselves and think about what we need to do. So, it's the age of Google. We're going to use it. We're going to roll with it. If you go to dictionary.com, it says that self-care is the care of yourself without medical or other professional consultation. A lot of big words. Basically means that you're taking care of you without everybody else interfering. So, yes?
My mom has this thing of separating self-care from selfishness. Self-care is putting your needs in front of someone's wants, but selfishness is taking someone's wants, needs, and but putting wants first.
So let me make sure I heard you correctly. So your mom has something on the fridge that talks about self-care is kind of taking care of your own needs first. Did I get it right? I might not have heard it all. Sometimes, you know, I am a little older, sometimes I'm a little deaf.
Someone's needs, I mean, your needs in front
of somebody else's wants. Yes, okay. So what they're saying is that their mom has something on the fridge that says self-care is putting your needs ahead of someone else's wants. And we will get to that a little bit later. So if we look at like Psych Central, it says that in a few words, you know, self-care is living a balanced life. So, you know, it's kind of good to not have too much of one or too much of another. Balance is important. So where do you start? Where do you start with self-care, do you think? I'm sure no one knows who Snoopy is. We start at the beginning. Yes. So Snoopy says jogging should be done regularly. If you haven't jogged for a while, you should start off slow. And then his little feet up. And that's slow enough. So what do you guys think? Why do you think I would choose that as where to start?
Start small.
Start small. That's right. It's not, I'm not trying to teach you guys this so you have all the more things to do on your plate. Start with simple things. Eating. I know it sounds crazy that, you know, in a room full of teenagers, we might have to tell you that eating is important, but it really is. It's so important, we're going to talk about it again, too. But when I talk about eating, I mean really eating, like 3 meals a day, 2 snacks. I'm sure some of our teenage boys eat more like 4, 5, or 10 times a day. I had a teenage brother. He used to come home and take the entire loaf of bread and make sandwiches and then eat dinner. Yep, I believe you do that. So, eating, but not just eating, because, you know, I'm sure you've all had days where you survive on Pop-Tarts and Coke. Nobody's ever eaten poorly. But, you know, when we talk about eating, we talk about that you need to eat 3 times a day and have good snacks, but you need to eat healthy foods. Your bodies are growing. They're changing. They're developing. They need fuel. Those of you who are learning to drive, there's this hard rule that if the car has no gas in it, it doesn't really go anywhere, right? It's not going to go very far. Your body works the same way. If you don't put fuel in, it doesn't work very well. So, sleeping. Who thinks sleep is important? Me! Yeah. Sleep is very important. Especially because you are growing and changing. Now we're going to say this one, showering. Super important to shower. Make sure you wash all your body parts from your head down to your toes. So, you know, the person sitting next to you doesn't go, oh, where have you been today? And another part, hobbies. Who likes to do stuff outside of schoolwork? What are some things you guys like to do? Gymnastics, dancing, fishing, reading, cliff jumping. That's that. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, so baking. There's lots of hobbies. Enjoying your siblings. That's a good one. All right, come back. Come back. So, hobbies are important, right? Doing stuff, getting out. All right, so we know there are things you like to do. We know eating and sleeping is good. We know caring for your body, you know, showering. We know hobbies are important, doing things, getting out. You know, it might seem fun to just hang out all day and watch Netflix or play video games, but a little social interaction doesn't hurt you any. So, planning. Anybody ever have to plan to do things? Yeah, sometimes it takes some planning. You know, recently we went to St. George over spring break, you know, kind of to have fun. And there are a lot of people there. You kind of got to plan where you're going to go. Because if you choose to go into Zion's right at that peak time, you're going to stand in the bus line for 2 hours. So you can ride up and then go do a hike, which has a million people. But if you take some planning and look at, oh, you know, if I go at this time instead of this time, I can get on faster and get up and do things better. So self-care takes planning. And it has to be something you're actively planning and that you're actively involved in. So this is my friendly little cat. He says, it's a good day to take care of yourself. And so is every other day. It's important that self-care is a daily thing. It's something you need to do for yourself every day. So one of the things I like to do to take care of myself, I like my hair different colors. So I have an appointment with my lady that does it every 6 weeks. And I go see her, and we come up with great things to do together, and it's my 4 hours of time. And then for me, I get to enjoy every time I look in the mirror and brush my hair and dry it, I get to enjoy what she's created. And for me, that's my time to take care of myself. So, when we talk about actively planning, one great example is, who likes to go to the library? I like to go to the library. It's a great place to go. Is it sometimes you get so busy with doing this activity and that activity, you don't make it to the library. Anybody ever returned library books late? Never had that problem myself. But yeah, so does it feel very good when you turn those books in late and you have that late fee? Not really. Do you maybe sometimes avoid going to the library when you know that late fee is there? Or when maybe your mom's gonna be upset that there's a late fee? So self-care is something you need to plan. Like setting your calendar and saying, okay, we go to the library on Mondays, the third week of the month. But knowing in your head that that's something I'm gonna do to take care of me makes a difference. It's not just that, but it's that taking time to plan and move forward. Self-care is an active choice. You know, we have passive choices and we have active choices. Passive is where we're just kind of letting life come at us and letting life happen to us. Whereas when we're choosing self-care, we make that active choice to take care of ourselves, to do things that help us feel better and move better. Anybody ever think of, what do you guys see as an active choice? What's an active choice? Anybody know? Living the gospel, that's an active choice. That's something you choose to do. Working out, that's a great active choice. It's something that you know is going to make you feel good and you choose to do it.
Getting up for seminary.
Oh, that's a good one. We have early morning seminary. Getting up for seminary, that's a hard one, but it's a good active choice.
Reading.
Eating healthy, it's a good active choice.
Dancing.
Doing your schoolwork. Nobody here ever procrastinates schoolwork, right? No, nobody ever procrastinates things. All right, along with that active choice, you gotta write things down. You know, as you get older, none of us in this room are old, but some of us are a little more mature and experienced. It's important to write things down. It's important for you to write down as you're, you know, keeping a journal of, I know that this helps me or this doesn't help me. Keep writing things down of what I like to do and what I don't like to do. Now, in your generation, sometimes your writing is a little different. Who here makes notes in their phones or puts reminders in your phone? Yeah. In your generation, I tell people, put it in your phone. All right. You know, there's a great lesson in self-care. You get a cold, can't stop coughing. Unfortunately, I've had it for a week. All right, so when I say put it in your phone, how many of you guys know how to use your calendar applications? If you don't have one, get a calendar. You can print one from online. You can add it to it, but add the activities to your phone. Add it to your calendar. Build it into what you need to do. And then, this is an important one, tell other people. Tell other people that I am planning on exercising. I need a buddy to come join me at 7 a.m. to come exercise. And look for options to practice that self-care. So, a conscious mind is what counts, the idea that you're trying. So as we go along, what does self-care mean? To different people, it means different things. Important along with self-care, create a list of things you know you don't want to do. If you come across that you're baking and you love to bake, great. If you find out, I really suck at this and it's not very fun, stop doing it. It's not self-care. A great one is, don't check your social media at night. Put it aside, put it down, walk away from it. Don't go to things that you don't like to do. If you really, really, really don't like to go to stuff, talk to your parents, explain why. Create those things of lists that aren't helpful for you, that aren't careful for you. And this is an important one. Put your phone down during lunch, during dinner. Pay attention to those around you. Enjoy that time, that talk. And once again, we're going to talk about it again. What's it say, guys? Eat. Because it's important. Get enough sleep. Old adults like me, we need 7 to 8 hours a night. You guys need more, a lot more, like 10 to 12. Exercise. Sounds boring, but it's really actually good for you. One of the best benefits for your own emotional health is to exercise. So, get medical help. If you are sick and something's wrong, go to the doctor. Get those things looked at, taken care of. Use your relaxation exercises. Do you all still have your jelly beans? Because we're going to use them in a few minutes. We're going to use them for what we're going to do. Spend time with people who care about you. Is it more fun for you guys to be around people that you like and that care about you? Or more fun not to? All right. Do at least one relaxing activity a day. And do at least one activity every day that makes you happy. Look for opportunities to laugh and have fun. So start with a 15-day routine and go from there. The rest we're going to kind of skip through. So this is one of my favorite pictures. Why do you guys think it's cool? Because it's all about caring for yourself. Takes at least 15 days once you start a self-care habit to learn it. Don't give up if you don't get it the first go around. It gets better. And look at what you're doing. What worked? What didn't work? Don't do the stuff that didn't work. Change it if it's not working. Make a difference, you know. Shift things around. We're going to talk about mindfulness. Anybody ever heard of mindfulness? Somebody give me a quick definition, loudly. No? Well, you'll notice on the right we have mindfulness or a mind full of stuff. So mindfulness is really thinking about what you're currently doing and feeling. Everything can be done mindfully except for sleeping, because that's just sleeping. And it's a process. It takes time to master. So these are some apps that you can download on computers and phones that make mindfulness happen and easier. And then, now we get the fun part. Jelly beans! All right, so I want you all to get out your jelly beans. And we're gonna do a mindfulness activity. I want you to pick up a jelly bean and hold it in the palm of your hand. Just pick one. I want you to look at it. Examine it. What does it look like? What color is it? How would you describe the texture? Now feel the jelly bean in the palm of your hand. What does it feel like against your skin? Is it smooth? Is it rough? Pick it up with your other hand. What does it feel like in your fingers? Is it rough to your fingers? Squeeze it softly. Is it hard? What do you feel? Now smell the jelly bean. What does it smell like? Now put the jelly bean in your mouth, but don't eat it. What does it feel like on your tongue? What does the texture feel like now? How does it taste? How does the taste compare to the way it smells? Move it around in your mouth and notice every aspect of it. Now bite into your jelly bean and think about what you taste. Now, how does it feel in your mouth? Finish chewing and eat the jelly bean. How did it taste? Give yourself time to contemplate the experience of the jelly bean. So tell me, how was that experience of eating a jelly bean versus if you just grab a handful and throw them in your mouth? Can somebody tell me the difference? You're paying attention. Yep. So my... You can tell the different flavors easier? You enjoy it more. Yes, you can eat the rest of them. So the whole point is that this is a mindful activity. Mindfulness means, you know, deliberately paying attention to what you're doing. And taking, now some of you may have got gross jelly beans. I apologize in advance because it was just a mixture. But the idea is that if you're taking the time to take care of yourself and mindfully pay attention to what you're doing, you'll be in that moment and be better. So, questions. Who has questions? Yes?
Can you give us some examples of
self-care
to help
stay
with anxiety?
Yeah. So, mindfulness is actually a really good experience. A good thing to do specifically for anybody with anxiety or anybody with depression. Some of those apps I talked about earlier are really good for that. It helps you because a lot of times with anxiety and depression, we get stuck in our own head. And if we are mindful, it brings us back to the present. It gets us out of those cycles of thoughts and back to what we're doing. So that's a really good one to do. Another self-care is, especially with depression, getting up every day, getting dressed, showering, and putting on clothes that make you feel good. You know, we all have our outfits that we put on when we just kind of are lazing around the house, and we put on our clothes that we look in the mirror and go, oh, I look good. Those are the ones, you know, when you're struggling with any kind of anxiety or depression, those are the things you want to do. Does that help you a little bit? You can always ask me after. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay, I think you guys, can I release them? All right, you guys are free to go.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.